tonight about something the Lord has been speaking into my heart the last day or so. And it really has to do with pressing in prayer, and it really has to do with identifying the way the Lord is urging us to pray about something. I'll start with the illustration of how I read something yesterday morning early when I was looking into preparing the devotional time for our staff, and this is one way the Lord began to urge me towards prayer for my 9-year-old grandson in Detroit, Michigan area. So I don't know why I would necessarily share that tonight, except you may have a 9-year-old grandchild or whatever age. You may have something happening with someone that you would just have a quickening of faith tonight about praying for them. But what I read was the story of one of our missionary sons, one of the schools overseas where missionaries' sons were in a boys' school, 130 of them. And at the school, there took place several years ago a remarkable move of the Spirit of the Lord among the boys. Out of 130 boys in the school, there were about 100 of them who suddenly began to say to their teachers and the staff people at the school that they were sorry for the things they'd been doing that were wrong. There was a lot of brokenness in the boys' hearts, and they wanted to draw closer to the Lord. So something was going on that was creating that desire for that. And it all happened so suddenly that it took the teachers and the staff members by surprise, because they didn't expect it. They didn't know why it would happen. They hardly had enough time to give to each boy to talk with them, as after another it was happening so quickly, and that the boys really wanted to have something happen within them with God and to know Jesus better. What was the explanation of this sudden change in so many boys? It was afterwards discovered that 3 boys under 12 years of age had been going out early in the morning for many days to the edge of the school grounds to pray, and their prayers were being answered among the other boys at the school. And somehow I saw God in that, in such a gentle and innocent and uncoerced and loving way, that it made me just think about my grandson. And I could have thought about any of my grandsons, but the day before we had been talking to the family and knew that he was seeing things happen among other 9-year-olds around him that were causing him to be shaken a little, and maybe in his behavior as well. And so I sat down at my computer and I wrote my 9-year-old grandson this email that included what I've just shared with you. And then I said to him, "Zan, when you are standing at the bus stop, you want me to cry a little to let you know how it touches my heart? No, you don't want to. You don't want me to go there. When you are standing at the bus stop early on some mornings," because he goes maybe a half a block where he and the other boys are standing waiting for the bus, "see if God will help you join together in prayer with another boy." Yeah, you with me? It's getting good, isn't it? "And pray that Jesus will guide your steps on that day. Also pray that Jesus will become real to boys and girls at your school that don't yet know Jesus in a personal way. Pray that they will do what Jesus wants them to do with their words and their actions. As God answers your prayers, then you will find that some boys and girls start talking nicer and treating each other better. You may also find that some boys and girls will not treat you well if they are allowing Satan to stir up bad thoughts in their minds toward Christians. But anyway, your prayers can make a difference in your school. Trust in Jesus every day and give him first place in your life, and you will be happy that you did so. I am happy that I did that when I was a young boy. Oh, God, just let it just love on him and bless his life. And your grandchildren, too. And as I read on beyond the story of the school for the missionaries' children, I heard and I read there about an awakening here in our nation. You know, really, I was asking the Lord, now, Lord, what should we be praying for as people of God? And I've told you what I felt about praying for wisdom about the next 2 weeks right now. And then I felt that we should be praying for the move of God in a real, genuine way in the hearts of people around us or with our children or with our grandchildren, in the hearts of others that will really have a genuine experience of something going on that makes them want to become better people and believe on Jesus and serve the Lord and know that God is real. So beyond the experience then about the boys' school, one of the men involved in one of the spiritual revival awakenings here in our nation was Duncan Campbell. He said this. He believes that spiritual move of God in our land, in our nation, and among those really that he was witnessing and happening with, started with a prayer burden. Began with a prayer burden. I put two exclamation marks after that on my note about that. That it began with a prayer burden. You know, it's not every day that we get a prayer burden. You know what I'm saying? Our minds are on everything that needs to be done and wanting to do things well and wanting to see things happen and wanting to handle everything just right. And the first thing you know, we don't have a prayer burden. We may believe we have faith and everything's going to be all right, but you know, things could just rock along like they've always been if we don't get a prayer burden. A prayer burden must be something that comes from relationship with Jesus. A prayer burden must be something that comes out of looking and seeing with the eyes of understanding that the Lord gives us. A prayer burden must come out of something that comes from rubbing shoulders with reality and real experiences and getting up on the wrong side of the bed. And surely our wife would never get up on the wrong side of the bed. And a prayer burden must come out of experiencing things that just make us have to grapple with and look at and deal with things that affect our hearts and affect our spirit and cause us to stop and evaluate and consider our words, our actions. And a prayer burden probably has to come out of us being willing to give time for God to speak in any given situation and bring something out of it that weighs down upon our hearts for a prayer burden. And Duncan Campbell said it began with a prayer burden. Indeed, there is no doubt about that. They entered into a small covenant with God that they would give him no rest. And here he was quoting a scripture, I believe, these words. They would give God no rest until he had made Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Or would come into their midst and would come into their neighborhood and would they would give God no rest until he made a praise unto himself around them. And they waited, and actually months passed with that group of young men praying like that, until one young man took his Bible in one of their group prayer meetings and read from Psalm 24, "Who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord." The young man closed his Bible and, looking at his companions on their knees before the Lord, cried out, "Brethren, it's just so much nonsense to be waiting like this night after night, month after month. if we ourselves are not where we need to be with God, I must ask myself, is my heart pure? Are my hands clean? Well, he was putting that into words of expressing something was holding back revival. Something was holding back anything greater than they'd already seen happening. Something was holding back people being saved and convicted and breaking down at the altar and crying out to God. Something was holding back people from calling on the Lord to save their family instead of just walking out and giving up. Something was holding that back, and he said, for him the scripture was just made so real. We just have to have clean hands and a pure heart. Is there anything in our hearts tonight towards anybody that is not pure and not clean? Come on now. And so God, just speak to us and let a prayer burden come upon our hearts for whatever we need in a personal way. And then it gets into the prayer burden for all of us together as a church. R.A. Torrey said, why am I really praying for revival in my church? And so he just really did an examination of his heart. How much does my own personal gain figure into it? Many prayers for revival have selfishness about them. The church desires revival in order that the membership may be increased. The church desires revival in order that the church can have a position of more power and influence in the city. The church may be praying for revival in order that the treasury may be full. The church may be praying for revival in order that a good report may be made to other people when the whatever you call that report is turned in about the church at the end of the year to the headquarters. Why should we pray for revival? Why should we pray for revival? For the glory of God. Now that's the way he states it. And that touched my heart. Because we cannot accept it that God should continue to be so dishonored by worldliness in Christians, or by the sins of unbelievers, or by the proud unbelief of our day. Because if God's word is being made void, if God is not be glorified, then in order that God may be glorified by the outpouring of his Holy Spirit in the church, that would be revival. Can a prayer burden come upon our hearts for the revival, the move of God throughout our church? Well, and I really had to say to the Lord this afternoon, now that really does not seem as timely right now for us as the fact that we just need to pray about the will of God for a senior pastor, much less revival of having souls saved. Somewhere that may come down the line in our prayers right now. And I don't know if I feel comfortable with that order of priority on prayer right now. I dare say, as we go into this next two Sundays, and Brother Tucker is in the process of ministering God's word and his vision and so on, and in the process of answering questions of those who ask him questions 2 weeks from now, I dare say in the process of all that, the strongest way that we may hold him up in prayer right now is to ask God to give a breakthrough of the Holy Spirit upon the services on these next two Sundays. Now, if something rings true to the depths of our heart on that, and we wait upon the Lord and wait before the Lord, there may come a prayer burden that breaks through. You know, when I was praying a while ago tonight, I prayed, oh God, that the weight of our prayers would build up until it broke through. You know, I felt like I was seeing a vision spiritually or in my thoughts or something one time, that God allows the prayers of his people to keep being prayed on something, and they go up and they go up and they build up until the weight of that prayer just breaks through on that situation, and God gives the eye. I don't know if that's, you know, God saying that or not, but it sure does bless me. If it builds my faith and it makes me pray more of believing, then I just believe something's going to happen that breaks through as the prayers get weightier, and it breaks through for the answer God wants. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Let's just wait on the Lord right now for a few moments. Glory to you, God. And Answer us, O God, in these days ahead right now, we ask you, Lord. Let the work of the Holy Spirit within us, Lord, bring about conviction of anything that needs to be purified within us. Let the work of the Holy Spirit just make Jesus so real in our midst that he becomes the center of everything. Let Jesus be Lord and Master and grow and be enlarged in our vision. Oh, give us, Lord, the desire of your heart. Give us, Lord, the breakthrough of your desire and your passion and your will. And let the burden of prayer that you want, oh Father, to come upon us in our own personal walk, in our own personal times, in your own personal way with each one of us. We're hungry, Lord. We're thirsty for that. We sense, oh Lord, that you're calling us to walk in a deeper place with you, Lord. We sense, Lord, that there should be something that becomes a prayer burden upon our hearts day by day, perhaps daily, perhaps once every 3 days, perhaps once a week, whatever it is, oh God, whenever something can just touch us that deeply, Lord, we just sense that we at least are supposed to make ourselves available to you, that we will put the priority on sensing the urging of the Holy Spirit and giving place and giving time to wait on you, Lord, and to just have a yearning develop within our soul, our spirit, that comes from your heart, oh God. And there is going to be your victories. There are going to be your breakthroughs. Lord, there is going to be your answer. There is going to be your will made known. There's going to be the glorifying of you, oh God. You are going to be glorified. People are going to come to know you, Lord, because they recognize God is moving in our midst. We give you that glory right now, Lord, in our own admiration to honor you and to love you. Hallelujah. Oh, let's stand to our feet and let's just love on the Lord again and let's just honor the Lord again and let's just raise your heart and your voice to the Lord and just thank him and praise him again that he's revealing himself to you in some way. Oh, Father, thank you for just receiving our heart's desires, Lord, for righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Lord, your kingdom to break through. Lord, you to be honored. We praise you, Lord, that there's a breakthrough coming. We praise you, Lord, that there is greater honor going to be to God in our midst, in our town, in our state, in our nation. Lord, just enlarge our hearts. Lord, we just praise you for your willingness. We thank you for your willingness. We give you glory tonight in your willingness to be God in our midst. And the mighty Holy Spirit from heaven to break forth in the real things of the Lord God that will capture the attention of the unbeliever, that will capture our attention as believers, and that will bring Jesus to the forefront in every situation. Oh, we will rejoice in it, Lord. We thank you for quickening faith within us. We thank you for quickening desire within us. And may that yearning within us for what you want just grow and just be nurtured and just be fed by our love for you in the word and prayer and fellowship. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you tonight, friends, for listening to me. I just had to get that off my heart. I just had to pour out my heart to you. I just thank you for being willing to just receive it and think on it and let the Lord use us and let the Lord direct us in these days ahead right now. And God bless you and God bless the church. Amen. Oh, bless your hearts. Appreciate you.